That rocks.
Well, good morning. 641, Brock Hunter.
Morning. What's up? How you doing?
Oh, is it? No, it's Wednesday. I just thought it was Thursday there for a second. Son of a bitch.
Day ahead, son. You're day ahead. You need to bring it back a little bit.
Woof. All right. No, but luckily, it was just for a split second. Just for a split second. Otherwise, I'm doing all right. Anyway, happy Wednesday. Hump day. Still a lot of good stuff coming your way, so make sure you hang around. Right now, though, let's do it.
Yeah, week's still flying by, though.
That's true. You know?
Already halfway through it. Think about it that way.
Way to be positive, buddy. Way to be a glass half full kind of guy. You know what? I'm proud of you, man.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, that's good.
To bring your depressed ass up.
Usually you're a real wet blanket, all right? But you know what?
Wet bread. You know what? You're more wet bread. That's even worse.
Yeah, you effing gargoyle. Just bringing everyone down. Oh, my God.
My God. You got to even the show out a little bit, you know?
You wet bread-eating gargoyle. Get the hell out of here.
Beat it. Let's go hang out the side of a building. Not bother anybody.
Hunter and I were going on that rant. Again, for anyone going, what the hell are these guys talking about? Some reason, like a week ago, we had a very extensive, lengthy conversation about gargoyles. And then Hunter came up with, like, probably the greatest insult I think I've ever heard. And he's just, you just called someone an effing gargoyle?
That hurts, man.
Yeah.
If you get called a gargoyle, man, you really had to think about that.
That's a deep insult. I mean, you can call someone an ass.
Why don't you go hang off the side of a building, turn into stone, and not bother anybody, you gargoyle? Jesus.
You effing gargoyle.
Just imagine you as like a small little gremlin kind of.
Yeah, you're used to scare away demons and birds, all right?
That's what it's for. That's what you're good for.
You effing gargoyle.
I was dying.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I just can't wait to whip that out at someone and just watch their brain just like.
You're like, oh, God.
I don't even know what to say to
them. Never heard that insult before. That's actually.
They just go home and look in the mirror like, am I really a gargoyle?
It's the one that sticks with you for a while.
Yeah. You know? That one's gonna hurt for a bit. You effing gargoyle.
Look at you.
God. He's scaring the pigeons away, you effing gargoyle. God. Anyway, that's where that came from. If anybody's wondering what the hell we're talking about.
That was offensive.
How dare you? Honey, am I really a gargoyle?
No. He called me a what? He called you a what?
Like, I don't even think I can spell gargoyle. What the hell? Anyway.
Did you call my wife a gargoyle?
I called her an effing gargoyle.
It's offensive.
Well, anyway. All right, we got to get to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Owner John Van Lanningham, his crew, going to get you taken care of and back on the road. Go see him. AIR. Well, breaking news, Keith Richards still alive, still going. Still got him. Also in your rock news, well, Jim Root of Slipknot feels that the band could have done so much more with their new album, The End So Far. Root told Music Radar that making an album during the pandemic put them at a disadvantage before they ever got into the studio. He said, quote, "We did not do pre-production. We essentially built this record in the studio, and a lot of that was due to COVID and us being separated, and the circumstances led to us to do the record in the way it was done." He added, quote, with my mindset being the way it was, I didn't have a ton of creative input. I felt kind of rushed trying to come up with ideas for that or this arrangement. We weren't rehearsed as a band. We did not come up in knowing the songs top to bottom, and that affected the record. That put us at being on a schedule. Root wished that they plotted out the schedule better. From what I've heard, it sounds fantastic, but I guess you...
With the record?
Yeah, in the band. Yeah, they've had a couple singles out, it comes out, The End So Far comes out this Friday. But from what I've heard, I've liked. Right, exactly. I guess from the band standpoint, you know, when you're really in it, you know, there's certain ways you want to do it. I will say, this is kind of interesting to me, because over the past year... I've been able to catch up with a lot of new artists. We have discovered new music here on WIRX. You can check that out on the Plan B Morning Show page. Interviews every week, every Monday. And a lot of artists have had an interesting take over pandemic record making. And I'm not taking anything away from Jim Root, but what I've gathered from a lot of artists
is that it's been creative. The creative juices have been flowing because you have time.
They have more time. That's exactly it. Like, they haven't been under the gun. Like, look, you got to get this record done in 3 months because then you got to hit the road to some, like, right. So a lot of them have been like, oh, no, we've had time to go back and rework some things and do that. But, I mean, with Slipknot, I guess if they've been doing it a certain way for a long, I don't know. It's interesting to see Jim have this take on it. More time, not necessarily the best for Slipknot.
It isn't. And you know what? Think about this. Is it a disadvantage to Slipknot because they have how many members? Nine?
Yeah. Yeah, it's eight or nine. They got a lot. They got a lot
of members in that band, for sure. And that makes it maybe more difficult because you're really rallying more people.
Yeah.
You know, whether, you know, if you're doing solo stuff, you can kind of just lock yourself in the basement and just get things done by yourself.
Yeah, there's more production along with this with the amount of members in the band and trying to get everyone involved. That's a good point. Could be.
I know. A lot of schedules to work around.
Yeah.
Just saying.
When's the guy that just uses a baseball bat on a drum coming in? That's what we need to figure out.
Yeah, where's he at?
We got to get him in here.
But. It's just interesting to me just how bands create their albums.
Yeah.
And there's no... What I've become to learn is there's no set way.
No. I mean, you have the basic, you go in the studio, you record the final mix downs of everything and produce. But for the most part, though, I mean, there's
some pre-production, the prep, all that stuff. It's crazy, man. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah. But Jim Root of Slipknot, don't be so hard on yourself. We still love you, all right? Even if you don't think you did as good a job, I guarantee you it's fine.
And maybe not say that your album sucks. Just leave that part out of it.
Look, guys, I'm going to be honest. This is garbage. This is just a garbage album. You're not going to want it from me, Jim Root. I think it's going to be okay. All right, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
Going back, September 28th, 1998, Kiss released the album Psycho Circus. I've talked about this. Everyone knows that was the first rock show I ever went to was during the Psycho Circus Kiss tour. I bought the tickets off a scalper that I found in the newspaper. My mom took me, and then my dad took me and my brother to
the
show.
Parents tell you how to be a degenerate.
That's right. That was the beginning of it. That was the first time I saw boobies at a rock show, and my life changed. From that moment on, I knew, folks, I was going to be a piece of trash, all right? I love the loud noise. I love the music. I love the rock and roll boobies. I love the beer. That's what it
was. I can just see your dad kind of looking over and just giving that half smile. Nice.
You see those?
There you go, son.
Maybe they'll keep looking. They may show him back up there. So it was great. Honestly, a really good album. I don't know if it gets as much love as the other ones, but I think Psycho Circus is a baller album, man. You know what Kiki started watching recently, just to throw on in the background? The Gene Simmons Family Jewels. Do you remember that show?
So she's going from Housewives to...
I would rather have her watch something like that. Yeah, I know it's all fake and reality, but it's
better. Gene Simmons and his jet black hair and his doll personality.
It's better than Paradise Island or anything like that. And also, too, it's got hot-ass Shannon Tweed in there. So, you know, I'll take that. God, his wife's a baby.
At least it has that.
Yeah, and hot-ass Gene Simmons in there. Wait, what? Hold on a sec. What'd you say? Nothing.
You're in love with that jet black hair.
That big tongue and that jet black hair. I love it. All right. There you go. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.